This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You are listening to
Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
What's up? It's Metal Shop's Backstage Pass, episode number 109.
Hey!
What's going on? My name's Ian. That's Kevin Deers.
Hi.
And Ryan the Beard.
Heyo!
Still looking more and more Santa Claus-y every week, man.
Yeah, I'm starting to get a little bit gray.
Yeah, it's good. I am too, man. We all are.
Yep.
Kevin, will you ever notice when you turn gray?
I don't think so.
Your mustache.
You gotta
will
have
turn gray.
Hair to go gray, so I just went bald, and that's fine.
Well, no, you look good. You got a good shaped head.
You've got other hair. You'll know when you're gray.
That's true. Oh,
that's a very good point. Good
pubic
point.
Grayness. When my merkin starts to gray. Hi!
Oh,
hey!
Man.
How's it going?
Images I can never unsee.
Welcome back!
Oh, man. You guys been having a good week so far? There's been
yeah.
a lot going on.
Been having a killer week. Ryan, what have you been doing, man? Saw you at a metal show the other day. I saw you getting out of your slumber.
Yeah, it was nice to actually get out of the house for a change.
Yeah.
Got to see one of my favorite thrash bands of all time, Overkill.
Yeah.
Man, that show was awesome.
God, it was so good, man. Such a good show. What did you think? It was your first time, right?
Awesome. Perfect. They played everything I wanted to hear, including a Thin Lizzy cover, which was sweet.
Nice.
What song did they cover?
Emerald.
Oh, that's awesome. You know, my friend actually was kind of clowning, and he goes, this is what Metallica would be like if they never got popular.
I mean, it's clowning.
Wrong.
There's a little bit of truth in there,
it's
for sure.
It's totally true. That was a kick-ass show. And Nile, they debuted in Seattle with their new singer. It sounded great to me.
Yeah, he fit right in.
It was awesome. Nile had a ton of energy, and that show was badass. One of the openers, Kill Closet, their drummer had to play on the floor because both Nile and Overkill had so much gear and they backlined both bands that they did not have room for a drum set on the stage. So they made do with what they had, and I thought it looked kind of cool.
I think it's always fun, and it makes it look more full in the venue, too.
Totally. That's a good point. I saw Incantation in Marduk the other night. Incantation, so good, dude. That is one of the heaviest death metal bands ever. And luckily, their Seattle show did not get shut down because of the Antifa. We'll talk about a little bit later about how their Oakland show got shut down. But Incantation was awesome. I went to go buy some merch. Completely sold out of everything except for like purple girl shirts. It was their last date on the tour, so they must have done really well.
I got an Incantation question for you, Kevin.
Sure.
Does Kyle still have a mustache?
He does not.
God. He does not have a mustache.
He has a full beard.
How did I know you were going to go there?
Because he brings it up every time. That's his only frame of reference for Incantation.
Yeah. I got to know.
And the mustache is gone now, man. It's over, Ryan. It's over.
That depresses me, man.
Last time Marty came, they got their passports denied at the in customs, right? And then they got sent home. So people are grabbing up all their sheets while they can.
I'm glad I was able to go. Last Sunday, I went and saw a live podcast. It was the first time I've ever gone to a live podcast taping before, and it was pretty cool.
Which one?
It was two female badass comedians named Georgia Hardstark and Karen Kilgareth do one of the most popular, rising popular podcasts. It's a true crime slash comedy podcast called My Favorite Murder.
Oh, yeah. You were telling me about this a few months back.
And because they were in the Northwest, they covered two Northwest murderers. One was, unfortunately, a very, very sad one for me and for, you know, fans of Northwest music, is the death of Gits vocalist Mia Zapata.
Ah, yes.
She was raped and murdered after leaving the Comet Tavern on Capitol Hill in, I believe, 1992. And then also they did the big one, Ted F***ing Bundy. That took about an hour to do because that was a lot of f***ing grisly deaths in that one.
It's interesting they did the Mia Zapata one. I figured they would have done at least Gary Ridgway or what, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think that they tried to like mix it up a little bit,
right,
doing two crazy, like two of the most popular ones. They like to do obscure ones a little bit. And Mia Zapata won. When as soon as she said Mia Zapata, the entire crowd was just like, oh.
Yeah, everybody knew.
Yeah, so. It was cool, though. I enjoyed going to the podcast, and their slogan is, stay sexy, don't get murdered.
That's pretty solid advice. Where was it?
It was at the Neptune Theater, and it was sold the f*** out, dude. They oversold that bitch.
Wow.
There were so many people, dude. We were up in the rafters. We were in the third to last row, me and Sean Hughes, and we were like, Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, that's what we need to do with the Metal Shop Backstage Pass podcast.
Yeah.
Get huge. Sell out the Neptune, baby.
We could maybe pack in the Ian's living room.
Yeah, probably not.
Maybe.
Like six people show up, if we're lucky.
What about you, dude? How was your week, man? I know I saw you at Overkill, but what else did you do?
I did a lot of work in. I've been trying to clean up my basement. For me, I just have a lot of and I just moved a few months back.
Yeah.
But I did go up into my my attic space that I don't really have any use for, and I made a blanket for it, dude.
Sweet.
It was awesome. And Josh, I think he coined it Fort Yeah.
That's awesome.
So I hung up some sheets, laid down a bunch of pillows, hung a TV, and I'm just going to play Super Nintendo up there.
Oh, that's cool.
It's pretty tight.
But
home away from home.
Did I tell you guys that my f***ing basement flooded?
Yeah. Well, I don't think you talked about it on the podcast.
Yeah, dude, that was f***ing bullshit. Because when it rained super hard and my house is at the bottom of like, it's like at the bottom of the top of a hill. It's hard to explain. But when it rains hard, all that goes into my basement. So there's just this big fucking hole with a water pump in it. And when it gets too full, it goes off. But I didn't realize that the last motherfucker, Steve, you dick, who lived in my house before me, had accidentally disconnected the gutter pipe from the top of my house.
God damn you, Steve. Aren't you in a band with that guy?
Yes. F*** you, Steve. Thanks for the house. Thanks for the flooded house. So I've been trying to clean up my a little bit. And it's...
Get your shit together, Ian.
I got too much shit, man. I gotta just like purge my stuff. I just gotta get rid of shit. I don't even know how
I
got
all that. We can get for free all the time. I just gather, you know, like for as many times as I'll purge like twice a year, and then I'll always like accumulate more cool
and then
stuff,
you'll get more stuff.
More stuff.
And then I usually keep your stuff that you give out.
It's true. How many t-shirts do you think you own that I bought originally? It's a lot of t-shirts.
A lot.
Yeah.
Probably like 10 or 15 in my current rotation. Yeah, I think my favorite one is the Darwin shirt that has Harm's Way.
Oh, that's
on the
a good
back.
One.
Harm's Way straight edge.
Oh, yes.
With Darwin.
My favorite was the Integrity Supersonics logo. Or the Integrity and Supersonics colors.
That's a long story. Adrian Way, when we went and saw them at Numo's, because I thought the shirt was red because I'm colorblind as f***.
Yeah.
And he just never stops making fun of me for it, so.
That's a f***ed up thing to make fun of you for.
Hey, man. I'm not f***ing handicapped.
Hey, Adrian, remember when you almost died? Shut up.
Oh, wow. Hey, that's not fair, man. His cat just died today.
I didn't, you know, you're the one
day.
Who brought
that's
that
really
up.
Sad.
I had no, that was,
hey,
that's not
yeah,
fair.
Whatever.
Don't pin that on me.
Yeah, that was a total setup. Total
Don't pin that
setup.
On me. F*** you.
All right, we'll shut up then. Lots going on in the world. Last week we had the Sanctuary interview, so there's lots of things to catch up on. The big one that I just saw this morning is the big rumor of one of the hugest tours I've seen in quite some time.
This would be f***ing crazy.
Who wants to spill the beans?
I got it.
Do it.
Slayer, Lamb of God, and Behemoth will join forces for a U.S. tour this summer. They're going to perform at the Chicago Open Air Festival on July 16th. That would be a pretty good present to myself for my 32nd birthday. I mean, it was July 16th, the day after my birthday.
Yeah, that's not bad.
But anyways, they'll appear at the Rockfest in Cadet, Wisconsin. Furthermore, there's an August 2nd date for the three-band package in Colorado. So it looks like it's going to be a tour.
Painting the grass.
Slayer, Lamb of God, Behemoth. Can you can imagine that? Oh my god, that'd be so sick. Let's just hope that we get a Northwest date, because that is just a trifecta of pure evil badass metal.
Plus, that's the biggest ass tease of all time if they just announce that and then go like Boise, Eugene,
like you, Redding. Seattle.
Yeah,
that'd be if they played Redding and not Seattle. That Redding.
Hey man, Redding rules.
That.
So Metallica played China again for one of the first shows in their country after they played in 2013.
Yeah.
And they did it again in terms of like leaving out some songs that would piss off the government. Like they didn't play Master of Puppets 1 or Hardwired. Hardwired to Self-Destruct. One's about, you know, the wars and, you know, the Chinese dictatorship essentially over there. So
yes,
I'm sure they weren't too stoked on that, but it's cool that they get to play in China. And I always thought it was one of my favorite videos ever was when Pantera played in Russia and there was like a huge line of security guard, like army staff in front of the barrier instead of just like, you know, staff workers. Like, don't f***ing mosh, enjoy Pantera. It was like a million people. I wonder how many people f***ing played there. Imagine seeing Metallica in China.
That would be insane, man. Imagine just going to China. That's weird.
That's true.
Loosely related to Metallica is Dave Mustaine, of course. They won the Grammy for Best Metal Performance for the album Dystopia, which, to be honest, is a f***ing great record. And they won it, and the house band made a little mistake that ended up being kind of a troll and being a definite LOL for a lot of metalheads around there when they played Master of Puppets, confusing Metallica and Megadeth.
So do you think that was on purpose?
I don't know. But either way, I don't know. Yeah.
So Dave Mustaine came out and said he didn't care. I guess we should just crush it. This will be the last time we talk about it unless... Actually, no, that. We should talk about it all the time. One of the funniest things I've ever seen.
I have one point to make. I don't understand how you can know a Metallica song and not know the history between Metallica and Megadeth. There's no way that that's just an honest mistake.
Yeah, it's either way.
But they won the Grammy, so they're like, f*** you. We just won the Grammy.
We won the Grammy, so f*** it.
I love the way that Dave Mustaine reacted to that, too. How he's just like, you can't blame him for not being able to play a Megadeth song.
That's true.
That's actually a good way to do
good burn. Plus, he was like air guitaring on his way up, too. Like, imagine if he'd gotten pissed and said something. I don't know. I think he's smarter than that.
Yeah, I think, you know what? He's gotten so much in the media in the last few years, and he's gotten trolled, and he's gotten, you know, people... He's gotten some gotcha questions.
From a couple of f***ing metal DJs.
In Seattle. And he's, you know...
Those guys.
I think he's learned to shut his mouth a few times, so... Good times. Either way, Torment is the new f***ing 6 Feet Under record. It's their 12th studio album. And we actually are going to be interviewing Mr. Lord Marco, the drummer, tonight on Metal Shop. We record these before Metal Shop, so you know, when you hear this, it would have aired already. It's now streaming everywhere online, and you can check it out. What's the website that has it streaming?
Let me look here.
Oh, it's actually released already, so f*** it. It's available on Spotify. Listen to it there.
You f***ing jerk.
You jabron. Or you can buy the album. Go to metalbladerecords.com. Actually, support the band.
Who'd have thought? So somebody wrote an acoustic cover version of an Arch Enemy song. I haven't heard this yet. We're going to listen to it together for the first time. Apparently, it sounds very pretty. So let's start here. Playing like nine different instruments on this thing.
Wow. This is pretty cool.
The guy's name is Rabin Miguel.
That's awesome.
So that's just this week's random cool, I guess.
Since we just played a really cool cover, let's play another cover. This is Christina of the band King Woman. She joined the band Thou on stage to cover a classic Nirvana song called Something in the Way, which is the last song off Nevermind. One of my favorite Nirvana songs, especially on their Unplugged in New York record. So let's check this out. It's live on stage at St. Vitus Bar from this past weekend.
Yeah.
Did you guys like Guardians of the Galaxy? The first one when it
yeah.
I thought it was awesome.
That movie really rules.
Apparently, Rob Zombie's back to lend his voice to Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Who is he?
I guess he's the voice of one of the navigation ships or systems on one of the spaceships.
Okay.
Hmm.
Huh.
So listen for I never knew that.
Yeah.
I'll look for it.
Had no idea.
I've been meaning to watch it again. So yeah, that'll be f***ing awesome. He tweeted a photo of him and the director, James Gunn, and said, with James Gunn at Disney recording a voice for Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
I never thought that I would see a connection between Rob Zombie and Disney.
That's a good point.
Hmm.
Those just seemed like really opposing forces
there.
That
is a good point. But it's f***ing cool.
Yeah, I'm down with it.
Disney putting out Halloween 3. House of 3,000 Corpses.
So it looks like Dream Theater is stating that they have no plans to reunite with Mike Portnoy. That's what John Petrucci from Dream Theater has said. Portnoy co-founded Dream Theater more than 30 years ago, but he quit in 2010 while on tour with Avenged Sevenfold. And there was a question and answer session in Tilburg, Netherlands, and, you know, Petrucci and Jordan Rudis, which is the Dream Theater keyboardist, they were asked if they would be willing to play with Portnoy again. And, you know, they just said, there's no plans to do anything like that. Mike's great, and he's doing many, many projects right now.
Sure, he's
and
doing
Rudis,
just fine.
Rudis jokingly added, he's too busy for us.
Aw.
The shade.
Pestilence is back. They put out their last record in 2013 called Obsidio. And then in 2014... Patrick Mameli, their singer and guitar player, announced they were going to go on permanent hold, and it took them 3 years, and they have a new record coming out. Let's see here. What in the f***, when and where? Oh, it's called Hadeon, and it's coming out, it just says later in the year. So Pestilence is back.
Awesome. That's good news.
The Dutch.
So it looks like there's a new Finnish supergroup. This is members of Amorphis, Swallow the Sun, and ex-members of the band Him joining forces in a band called Halata. Svart Records has announced the signing of it, and it should be the new album No Stars Upon the Bridge, so it's set to release this autumn.
Sounds like a good combination to me.
Yeah.
Not too big of a deal here, but Destruction is going to be putting out a follow-up to their Best of Record Thrash Anthems with Thrash Anthems 2. So if you like Destruction, be on the lookout for that later in the year, too.
Sad news to report here in Stuttgart, Germany. On Monday night, February 20th, a roadie working at the show was killed when a colleague fell on him as they were dismantling the stage. The 26-year-old survived the 2 a.m. incident with serious injuries. The 19-year-old from Esslinger, identified by the German media as Marvin P., died at the scene. Avenged Sevenfold has released the following statement. We have some very sad news to report. Last night at our show in Stuttgart, Germany, a 26-year-old stagehand fell from the rafters while breaking down our stage. He fell a very far distance into a 19-year-old man on the local crew. Tragically, the 19-year-old died from his injuries. The other man is now in critical condition at the hospital. This is beyond heartbreaking to everyone in the band and our crew. We all send our thoughts and prayers to the men in the hospital, both families involved, all of the local Live Nation crew, and anyone else whose lives have been affected by this terrible accident. We love our crew so much, as well as the many local staff who are essential to our show every night, wherever we are around the world. This is a stark reminder of how quickly an accident can happen and lives shattered in the process.
He fell from 60 feet.
That's awful. So, rest in peace.
Be safe out there, man. You just never know. If you don't, today might be your last day. Not to be too f***ing weird about it.
An extinct worm was recently named after Cannibal Corpse bassist Alex Webster.
Seriously?
Yep. The new species. Oh God, I'm gonna slaughter this.
Do it.
Websteroprion Armstrongi.
We should all give a shout.
I think I got that right.
Armstrongi.
God damn it. Websteroprion Armstrongi.
Yeah, see, it's hard, you
Hey, I said it right.
Hey, f*** you.
Yeah.
The worm has a unique morphology and posed the largest jaws recorded from the entire fossil record, reaching over 1 centimeter in length while usually being in the millimeter size range.
You guys have seen The Empire Strikes Back, right?
Yeah. Yep.
It looks like a sarlacc mouth, but like kind of like the Shai Hulud from f***ing Dune.
That's where I was going with it. Or the sandworms from Beetlejuice.
Here's one thing I will point out that I did read. They're called the giant unicid species, colloquially referred to as the bobbit worms.
Those things are horrifying. Have you ever looked up bobbit worms on YouTube?
No, I don't want to do
check
that.
Check this out, though.
Have you?
Yes!
What the f***? Why?
Scary
How the f*** did that ever come across your radar?
I was on the Dr. Pimple Popper YouTube page.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And one of the recommendations was bobbit worms, because I guess YouTube figured you like really creepy, weird shit. You'll probably like these weird, creepy things.
Did you guys ever see a bot fly removal?
Yeah.
Like people travel to tropical like destinations.
Did you see the video with a monkey? They pull like 12 of them out of this monkey's
what
neck.
The f- man?
Going back to the
alive.
Worm.
You're in some weird areas. You're in the dark web.
Going back to the worm. The study was headed by paleontology professor Erickson, who happens to be a metalhead, and he's named fossil species after Lemmy Kilmister,
yeah.
King Diamond, and the second author, PhD student Perry, recently named a fossil polychite after Henry Rollins. So very, very
Gesundheit.
Cool. They're naming them after all these metal and punk dudes.
So there's going to be a new black metal documentary again. This seems to be like a very interesting subject for filmmakers. They're like, oh, we need to study black metal fans from Norway and Sweden. I think they should do more studies on Juggalos, personally.
Yeah, there needs to be some in-depth Juggalo stuff.
April 11th, it's called Black Heart. It's going to be coming out on DVD, digitally, and VOD. What's VOD?
Video on demand.
Oh, okay.
And also Vision of Disorder.
Perfect.
Good band. Backed hard. So, yeah, I'm sure they'll do an okay job and leave a lot of things out.
Well, the story is that they're going to be following a couple of people, a lady who goes from Iran to Greece to Norway, and a guy who goes from Colombia to Norway as they kind of explore different black metal scenes throughout the world. So it sounds pretty cool. We'll see what happens. But it's called Black Hearts, coming out in April. Check that out.
Check it out. This next one, I want to be cautious in yeah. explaining this, because I don't think that the Antifa is a bad thing. And I don't think that protesting is a bad thing. But I do think that there's a bit of an issue here, in the sense that I'll just go into it. Marduk is a band from Sweden. They're a black metal band, and they are not a Nazi band. They do use some sketchy imagery, in the sense that, like, so does Slayer, so did Motorhead. They used a lot of the imagery from like the SS, but they're not fascist. They're not Nazis. They're not white power. And
yeah, they're not National Socialists or any of that.
At anything like that. But anyway, so on last Saturday, a Marduk concert at the Oakland Metro Opera House in Oakland, California, had been canceled amid security concerns. There was a threat because people believe that there are groups that believe Marduk profits off glorifying Nazi imagery and songs about Nazi SS officers and anti-Semitism. They said, therefore, based on the riot that occurred in Berkeley in regards to Milo Yiannopoulos, a far-right news guy with Breitbart, you know what I'm talking about, speaking at the University of California, is reasonable to believe there would be a threat to public safety if these groups showed up to protest Marduk. So anyways, the show was shut down, and unfortunately, yeah, the concert had to be shut down. I understand, actually protesting bands that are Nazis, bands that are sketchy, and far right, nationalist, socialist, black metal. There's a lot of bands like that, and they do deserve to be protested because they're fucking bonehead assholes.
Well, there's a reason why, is because there have been a lot of like really shitty things that have happened in the world to a lot of innocent people that didn't deserve it. So that's why it's intelligently and rationally related to shit like that, because that's how it starts. So it's not about like, look, I don't really like it when colleges shut down any of this stuff, because it's supposed to be about free speech, this and that, and whatever. And so I seriously understand the like reason why you need to be aware of Nazi shit and like people being outwardly racist and like supremacist and socially nationalist and like really dangerous ideas that have been proven to create bigger problems down the line. It's not that f***ing hard. Pick up a history book, you know? So I understand the reason why you need to be aware of that. But when you're being aware of that, you need to know what you're talking about.
Exactly.
Because it's f***ed up when you make accusations like that and they're just baseless. And I understand the reasons why, but I'm just kind of torn on it.
It's another thing too when like we live in a society where people just read headlines, right? And so they're going to get all these false accusations that Marduk is a Nazi white power band, and so that's going to follow them. You know, like next time Marduk comes through town, there's going to be people that are going to label them as a white power National Socialist band just based on these headlines.
Even if they do come back to town.
And their reputation.
I wouldn't blame them if they didn't.
Exactly. So, you know, get your facts straight before you point fingers.
Yep. That's it. Bell Witch is going to be hitting the road with Intronaut for a little bit of a mini tour, and they're going to be playing Seattle on the 23rd of April at the Highline over on Capitol Hill. Let's see which day of the week that is. It's going to be April 23rd. It's a Sunday.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one, man. Both very cool bands and very different styles. So
the Intro Witch Tour.
You've been waiting all day to say that.
The Bell Knot.
The Bell Knot.
Bell Knot.
Oh, here's one that hits close to home with me. I'm a big fan of Bad Brains, and their frontman, HR, just went through a pretty gnarly brain surgery. I mean, what kind of brain surgery isn't gnarly?
Oh, you know, just routine brain surgery there.
But now he is now in an ICU bed. His wife, Lori, says he looks good, and he had a SUNCT, which is a short-lasting unilateral neural gyriform headache with conjunctival injection and tearing, which randomly causes cluster headaches of such immense pain that is often known as suicide syndrome. Jesus Christ. But yeah, apparently it's going well. There's a In the Works documentary about HR, and that's going to be in the film.
I just had to do the math because I'm f***ing stupid these days, but he just turned 61 years old.
I feel old.
And he likes to smoke
weed. Yeah, because you're like 87.
You imagine smoking a big fat joint with HR, Ian? That'd be awesome.
That would be quite awesome.
I'm down.
I probably wouldn't remember it, though. So, when's the last time either of you guys went to the Warped Tour?
Never. I'm going to say Ryan's never gone.
Ryan, you've never gone?
I've never gone to a Warped Tour. Well, I lived in Montana, dude.
That's
like,
true.
To go to Warped Tour, I would have had to go all the way to Seattle when I was a kid.
But they never stopped anywhere over in Montana at all? Or even in, like, Idaho and Boise or anything like that?
Dude, that's still an insane drive.
Yeah, it is.
I'm going to say 2011, and I saw 2011 or 2012, I saw like Newfound Glory and Real Big Fish.
Yep, sounds about right.
Yeah.
I think the last time I went was in 2005.
Wow.
And I saw Rancid, Avenged Sevenfold when they were on the side stage.
Yeah.
Glassjaw, Tsunami Bomb, Anti-Flag, Less Than Jake. Yeah, it was a good year, man. I still love all of that. So
back when it was at the Gorge before those trash fires.
God, yeah, and they were like lighting the porta potties on fire.
A literal trash fire. Assholes.
And they shut down the campsite for that because whatever.
Bunch of posters. Signs.
Bunch of weasels. Bunch digging of their holes, burning down our campsite. Anyway,
maggots.
I don't know how the we got there. Anyway, there are rumors going around about the 2017 lineup of the Warped Tour, and it's looking a little heavy, boys.
Most importantly, there will be 25 less bands than usual to ensure the ear is quality. There are so many bands that kind of suck on that tour most of the time, and it's nice to like whittle it down to some bands that people actually give a fuck about.
Does that translate to either of you in the same way it did for Mayhem Fest? When
yeah.
You were like, hey, we're cutting out all the bands because I don't know if I should, because we can't fucking afford it.
I was thinking the same thing when I first saw this announcement.
I mean, they're not wrong.
Getting cut.
They're not wrong. So but they could afford to have like bigger bands and bring more people out in a different.
I don't think a lot of those bands get paid that much to be on Warped Tour. They probably just fucking do it for
They follow the tour around in their own vans.
You're right.
Anyway, Bad Religion, Lagwagon, CKY, Black Veil Brides.
Woo! Yeah, Beartooth, love them Black Veils.
Hatebreed and Gwar are allegedly playing this year. 5 bands from Epitaph Records and 5 bands from Fat Records. So it's still have a bunch of punk bands. Gwar canceled the Gwarbecue because they're working on a new record. So it's possible that they don't have to work around that.
I want to see Gwar up in that bitch.
I mean,
I want to see fucking CKY.
Thanks, Josh. We got Judge Judd in the studio right now, everybody. See, all right, you guys might have started the battle, but you're not going to win the war. Let me be honest, though. I kind of missed when the Warped Tour was at the Gorge. Yeah. It made it feel like a little bit more of like a
the Warped
adventure.
Gorge?
Hey, Mom. I'm 14. Can you drive me?
I couldn't wait for the summer at the Warped Tour.
And your parents are like, you little holes.
Fine.
Go listen to Good Charlotte in your room.
Okay.
Don't buy any drugs. Now here's $50. Buy yourself something cool.
Imagine how many kids with mohawks are going to get bummed out when they get them all messed up by guar sludge.
But if it's outside, they can just spray the whole f***ing place down.
All right, this might not be metal news, but I could see metal heads wanting to do this. You can now get married at Taco Bell for $600.
Why does that make the most perfect sense ever?
So go to Vegas, and you could get married in a Taco Bell at the Taco Bell Cantina.
It is a nice Taco Bell, though.
It's a nice Taco Bell.
It's a nice Taco Bell.
Wait, so that's only in Vegas? I thought it was like an all Taco Bell thing.
Okay,
no,
get
Ryan,
this.
You can't show up to the Burien Taco Bell.
Yo, I want to get hitched.
And they're like, okay, here, yeah, let me get $600.
Because that's totally what my girlfriend wants, marriage and Taco Bell.
There's a competition going on to get a free marriage at the Taco Bell. But if you don't win the competition, you can shell out $600 to get married at the location this summer. It includes a ceremony and a Taco 12-pack with a Cinnabon Delights cake and a private room that holds 15 people. You'll also get some wedding-y-only Taco Bell merchandise, a sauce packet garter, a bow tie.
Better make it mild sauce.
A bouquet and matching Taco Bell Just Married t-shirts for the bride and groom. I'm glad you get that Taco 12 pack.
Dude, it's the least they could do. It's
That's
called
so
catering.
Sick.
Hello.
$600.
Well, you know, as we round down every podcast episode of Metal Shop's Backstage Pass, we need to enter a realm of depravity that is unknown to most human beings. It's called Brutal Poetry Too Hot for Radio. Tonight, Kevin, as usual, has unearthed another true gem. God damn it. This is a passage from a song entitled Malignant Spiculated Legion by Cerebral Incubation from Asphyxiating on Excrement. Kevin, take it away.
Sores ritting through my body, rips flesh right open. Pus-filled infected bacteria spread to all my organs. It's past the point of surgery. I think this might just kill me. This crippling virus will erase all my organs. Malignant spiculated legion will end my life. I can't stop this from happening. Need to smoke weed. More painful than dry sex.
Oh.
It's like smoking Cali dank that's been dipped in doo-doo. E for E, A for E, see, I'm crazy. Homie, I'll hate on these legions. It's cheaper than ointment. I'm extra crispy, like a two-piece, not a pot pie. This sore has now consumed my brain. I have a never-ending boner.
Never-ending boner.
I once stabbed a guy for giving me the wrong soda.
Wrong can, bitch.
So, dude, if you want to chill, just hit me up on the space, bruh.
Yeah. That's gold right there, man. Congratulations. Cerebral Incubation, Malignant Spiculated Legion. Make sure to listen to our podcast or the interview that we did with Lord Marco tonight on Metal Shop. The guy's a f***ing maniac and he's a badass. Any final words before we're f***ing out for the week, boys?
Hit me up on the space.
Hit me up on BB. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Peace.
This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.